All right, so welcome back to the deep dive. We're tackling something today that can really make or break a business. We're going to get into the nitty-gritty of how businesses find the money they need to grow. And not just your run-of-the-mill business loan either. We're diving deep into some marketing material from a company called Latin Flash. And they're pitching a whole new way to think about financing for growth. You know I'm all about a fresh perspective, especially when it comes to things that can seem a little, well, let's just say dry on the surface. But trust me on this one. Latin Flash gets into some seriously interesting challenges and creative solutions in their material. They don't waste any time getting to the heart of the matter either. Right out of the gate, they highlight this almost universal truth. So many businesses out there, maybe even yours, they got big dreams. But then they slam right into those financial realities and boom. Suddenly, those dreams feel like they're a million miles away.
It's so true. And you know what I find fascinating about this whole thing? It's not just about a lack of money. It's about understanding how innovation actually happens or doesn't happen. Like, think about it. That tech startup that's got this killer app that could change how we get a ride, that little bakery down the street that makes the best bread you've ever had, and they're trying to expand. That musician you found online who's trying to scrape together enough money to record their next album, they all need fuel to make those dreams a reality.
Love that analogy.
Yeah.
It's like the old saying, you need money to make money, right?
Yeah.
But Latin Flash, they take it even further. They come right out and say it. Without the right funding, even the most well-planned expansion strategies can falter.
Right. And yeah, I got to be honest, that's a little bit intimidating.
So let's talk about those consequences. What happens in the real world when a business gets stuck in that stalled growth zone? What are the real costs of not having the capital they need when they need it?
Okay, so let's go back to that bakery example for a sec. Imagine they're doing everything right. Amazing product, loyal customers, prime location, but they are maxed out, they're running at 110%, the line's out the door every day, they can barely keep up with demand as it is, and then, bam, this perfect storefront opens up right across the street. Double the space, great visibility, it's literally their dream scenario. But they don't have the cash flow to even think about it. What happens next?
Oh, I can already guess.
A competitor swoops in, snaps up that lease, and suddenly our bakery friends are facing a whole new set of problems.
Yeah, talk about adding insult to injury.
Right. It's a missed opportunity, plain and simple.
That's got a sting.
And it's not just about missing out on expansion either. This stalled growth, it can mean a business can't afford to invest in the latest technology. They can't afford to keep their team happy with competitive wages and benefits. It can even make them less efficient if they're constantly having to cut corners and make do with less.
Makes sense.
It's a recipe for, well, let's just say falling behind.
It sounds like we're talking about way more than just dollars and cents here. It's about the ability to be agile, to adapt, to innovate, to really compete in a fast-moving world. Mm. And that's where Latin Flash swoops in, claiming they have a new approach to solving this very problem.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so they've laid out the problem pretty clearly. But now let's get into their proposed solutions. Latin Flash, they're presenting themselves as this growth-focused alternative to those, you know, more traditional ways of getting financing. And they really hit on two main points. First, they say their financing is way more personalized. Like it's tailored to each business's specific needs and goals, not just like a cookie cutter loan, you know?
Right.
And then second, they keep talking about this idea of flexibility, being able to adapt and change as your business grows. They even use this phrase, financial breathing room. And that one really got my attention. It sounds amazing in theory, but what does that actually look like in the real world?
Well, you're right. It is a catchy phrase, but it's more than just marketing speak. Financial breathing room, to me anyway, it means a business has the capital it needs to deal with the unexpected, you know, to jump on a good opportunity if it pops up, or even just to manage those day-to-day expenses without feeling like they're constantly stressing about that next loan payment.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Like, let's imagine, remember our bakery friends from earlier?
Oh yeah, they're in a tough spot.
Okay, so let's say it's the middle of summer. Heat wave hits, totally unexpected. Suddenly, everyone's craving ice cream.
Yeah, big tense to me.
A business with true breathing room, they could pivot, no problem. Order a couple extra freezers, stock up on ice cream, boom, they're in business. But now imagine that same scenario. But this time, the bakery is strapped. They've got that tight loan payment due every single month, no matter what.
Oof. Yeah.
They might have to just watch that opportunity pass them by. That's the difference.
It's like having that extra gear, that ability to react and respond, instead of always having to play catch up. Honestly, it makes you wonder why every business isn't looking for that kind of flexibility.
It's true. It can be a game changer. But it's not always easy to find, and that's a big part of how Latin Flash is positioning themselves. They even talk about reducing the risk that comes with expanding your business.
See, now that one seems a little counterintuitive to me. Isn't expansion inherently risky?
That's a fair point.
So what are they really saying here?
I think it comes down to this. Latin Flash is trying to present themselves as more than just a lender. They want to be seen as a partner.
Interesting.
They're implying that they'll provide the money, sure, but also the guidance, the support, maybe even the connections to help businesses grow in a way that's smart and sustainable.
So it's like having a financial advisor in your corner, someone who's invested in your success, not just waiting for you to miss a payment.
That's the general idea. But, and this is a big but, we have to remember, this is still a sales pitch.
Oh, absolutely. Time to put on our skeptical hats and start asking some tough questions. Because a shiny presentation is one thing, but the details, those are what really matter. All right, skeptical hats on. Latin Flash is definitely making a compelling case here, but I'm right there with you. Gotta wonder, what's the catch?
Right. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of potential growth, but this is where due diligence is critical.
Totally. So where do we even begin with that?
Well, for starters, we gotta dig into the nitty-gritty of their financing. What are the interest rates we're talking about? Are those fixed or could they change on you? What about fees? Are there hidden costs buried in all that fine print? These are the make or break details you've got to nail down before you even think about signing anything.
Absolutely. It's like that old saying, the big print giveth and the small print taketh away.
Exactly. And beyond those nitty-gritty details, it's also crucial to compare Latin Flash with other financing options out there. I mean, maybe a traditional bank loan would be a better fit for some businesses, you know, or maybe a line of credit would give them the flexibility they need without some of the potential downsides of a partnership model.
So it's not just about finding the cheapest money. It's about finding the smartest money for your specific situation.
100%. That's why it's so important to do your research. Read reviews from other businesses who have worked with Latin Flash. Talk to a financial advisor who can give you personalized advice.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Think of it like you wouldn't buy the first car you test drive, right?
True.
So you shouldn't jump into a financing agreement without kicking the tires a bit.
That is a great analogy. It's about being an informed consumer, just like with any other big decision.
Exactly. And, you know, this whole conversation, it brings up a really interesting question.
Yeah, I'm listening.
So we've talked about how traditional funding models often fall short, and even newer approaches like what Latin Flash is offering might have their own downsides. So where do we go from here? What does the ideal future of business financing even look like?
Ooh, that is a big question.
Is it more personalized solutions, greater transparency? Maybe we need a fundamental shift in how we think about supporting innovation and entrepreneurship.
Those are all fantastic questions. And you know what? I think we'll leave those for our listeners to ponder. We've covered a lot of ground today, explored the challenges of financing business growth, talked about the importance of financial breathing room. We even took a closer look at some of the potential solutions companies like Latin Flash are putting forward. But at the end of the day, the most important takeaway is this. Be informed, be critical, and always, always do your homework. The future of your business just might depend on it. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive. We'll catch you next time for another deep dive into a topic that matters.